It's a delight to be here this afternoon. And this afternoon, I think we really get to the heart of some of your questions. When the founders of the great world religions began to evolve the traditions that we now know as Buddhism, Hinduism, monotheism, Confucianism, Taoism, Greek rationalism, all were reeling in horror from the violence, aggression, and injustice of their time. And all tried to deal with this in a specific way. We know this, we call this period of history when these great world faiths came into being the Axial Age, because it was an axis, a pivot of spiritual world history. And it spans from about 800 to 200 BCE. And one of the characteristics of this religion was that a desire for more internal observance, and above all, that this should be expressed in practical compassion or charity for all living beings. And the Buddha insisted that it was by compassion that one would enter into the state of nirvana, or as we might say, into the presence of God. The great prophets of Israel expressed this Axial Age insight in the notion of justice. You have the prophet Isaiah, whose prophecy, as it comes down to us, begins with what seems to be an out-and-out condemnation of the sacrificial cult in the temple in Jerusalem. And he says that God is tired of these observances if they are not carried out.